Gopal Swami Maharaj, and His Divine Grace Srimati Keshav Goswamiji Maharaj. In that Lord, our Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Maharaj has come. I saw him when he took sannyas at that period. My Guru Maharaj, Madhava Goswami Maharaj, His Divine Grace was there in Guwahati. In Chatterjee, Dr. Chatterjee's home. He and Baman Maharaj, revered Baman Maharaj, they came both there as younger, you know. We are of this contemporary of the same age. So that time I first saw him, both Baman Maharaj and him. Now, it is very striking that all the time he is improving in his preaching. He is now second form of Bhakti Vedanta, Swami Maharaj now. He is so kind to preach all over the world with the Swami Maharaj disciples, you know. He is not no other than Swami Maharaj and his scholar Gaudiya Mutt. We belong to same family. We'll be thinking, very delighting to think that we are of the same family and we are trying to get world is one family by Harinam Sankirtan. The whole world, we want to grasp the whole world, the whole Brahmandas, innumerable Brahmandas even. Krishna includes everything. So we chant Harinam Sankirtan. We also following His Divine footsteps, Krishna's. We want to get whole Brahmandas is our family. All over the world we shall be preaching. All over the Brahmandas we shall be preaching. Our Guru Narada Goswami preached all over, you know, all the time. So in brief, he gave me 10 minutes to speak. Apparently what these perceptive words are here, sensitive words. As we touch from our eyes, from our ears, from our mouth, from our eyes, we touch this material world. This is material world. That is under misery all the time, you know. So that is in Sanskrit called prayo. Apartha mananam. Ultimately that will give some dukkha, some pain should be there, arising. Inevitable, pains are inevitable in this material world. And here, we the jiva souls, you know, crawling for death all the time. Sarvato mrityu upasam amarottamai. So, we want to cross over this material world. And we want to cross over this material world. And we want to enter into the spiritual world. What is that? Naam Vigraha Swarup. This material world will not speak to you anytime. That is not speaking also. Not talking to you. You may be thinking that this material world with wife, husband, children, they are talking to. They will not talk. They will be disappearing gradually, one after another. But this Harinam, Hari Vigraha and Swarup, that will always be continuing to guide you. And that is inevitable that we shall get our shelter there only. Harinam will talk to us. Harinam talked to Prasnada Dakwet, who brought Ramayana here, Valmiki Muni. Harinam talked Rajamir, Harinam, even the kings of Harinam talk with Harin, you know, Rajamir, most greatest sinner of this material world. And, you know, that Sri Vigraha, this kind of innumerable persons at Jogai Mata yesterday, enemy persons are there. This Harinam talked to them. He did not throw it away. Anybody. That Harinam gave shelter to all. All kinds of sinners got shelter at the lotus feet of Harinam. For me. So that Harinam is Ram Nam Satya Hai. It is all the time truth. Trumping of heart. All the time resisting us, all the time giving us shelter, Harinam. And Hari Vigraha, the Sakshi Gopal, Khitchara Gopinath, Jagannath, Nathodwara, Sridharji, they are talking all the time to his devotees. So they will never be bribing us as like this material world. Oh, here we are with wife, children, husband, and so many things. They will not talk. They will be gradually disappearing. So it is a great thing to think that Pujyapada Narada Maharaj giving Harinam to all. So that is highest kind of, preaching as well as that is boon, asset, distributing to the whole world, called Brahmandas, Harinam, and Sri Vikras are being installed different places to give shelter to all the rotten jivas, fallen jivas. Adama Patita Jane Dare Dare Giya Harinam Mahamantra Dare Vilaya. So he is so kind enough, our Pujyapada Narayan Maharaj, he is giving Harinam, donating, he is distributing Harinam to all the fallen souls also, to get them resurrected from this fallen land, where nobody is talking to you. All are silent, they are Shasan Mandav. They will take me to the cremation ground, cremated only. But he will not be taking to the cremated, rather opposite side. He will be taking all to Vaikuntha, to Vrindavan. Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam saranam braja ahamkam sarva papebhyo moksha issami maasucha. So you all, jiva soul, you come and take Harinam that will disperse all kinds of moha, fascination, nescience. Harinam mahamantra raha tumi magi. Energy, aushadi, maya nasi bara lagi. Harinam mahamantra raha tumi magi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bhagavati Vinoda Prabhu, charane padiya, Harinam mahamantra loilo magiya. So that Harinam Mahamantra will talk to you. Your wife will not talk to you. They are not talking to each other. No exchange there, karmaphal. Only they are enjoying karmaphal, fruitive actions of the past. Because we are averse to God. Being averse to God, we are suffering in this material world only. So it is very nice to think of that those who are under Gauriya Math, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's footsteps, they are rectifying, they are purifying the whole world. Amongst them, Narayan Maharaj also purifying us, me like that rotten soul, the humble one, the layman, you can say. So it is supreme kind of donation, rather supreme kind of blessings, supreme kind of friendliness is dispersing. He is dispersing. He is distributing to all. But jiva sokha, he is the sokha. He is the confident friend, bosom friend to all. So may Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, and his all the Goshti, all the family, ask blessings upon him so that he will gradually thrive to continue preaching. because our age is now gone. We are calling to death now, 83 now. He also will mostly maybe do 2-3 years, maybe bigger.
88.
So he sometimes told me that, no, Maharaj, you are senior to me. Now, and today he is saying that he is 88 now. I am 83. So we shall be going to death. But you, the disciples of our Gaudiya Mutt, it is my proud privilege to think of you all as the Gaudiya Mutt disciples. Not ISKCON, etc. otherwise. All Gaudiya Mutt disciples of the same family, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So we shall be getting together and preaching very nicely. So long we shall be living here, living in this material body. Because Harinam will talk to us, Sri Vikram will talk to us, and in the Swarup, in that real form of existence of the Lord, that Nam Vikram Swarup Tin Akirup, Tin Chidananda Rup. So he is waiting for us it is in Dvaita Dharma also, that he is all the time waiting to us, because we surrender our sadhinata, that free will at his lotus feet. We should not misuse sadhinata, we should not misuse free will according to our own way for my enjoyment, but for the pleasure of the Lord, we should place our sadhinata, this free will, at the lotus feet of the Lord, and we will receive all kinds of sampattis, all kinds of opulences, all kinds of prem of the Lord at the lotus feet of the Lord Krishna, Gaura Krishna, and we shall be distributing them to all over the Brahmandas, not only this material world, universe. So we are all the time praying to the Lord. So may our dear Narayan Maharaj, progressing in his last stage, progressing more and more. Thank you very much. Very, very kind of you that you all are assisting him. I am very much grateful to you all. Thank you.
বেশ সুন্দর বললে
না কথাই বলতে হবে তার
ওম জ্ঞানম চিরন্তস্য জ্ঞানম জনসলাকায় চক্ষুরুন্মীলিতম যেন তস্মৈ শ্রী গুরুবে নমঃ. First I offer my unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipable Diksha Gurudev, Nichalila Pravishta Om Vishnupad, Astotita Siddhashi Srimad Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and the same unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipable Shiksha Gurudev, Om Vishnupad, Astotita Siddhashi Srimad Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, to all of our disciplic succession and all the assembled devotees. Srila Gurudev has ordered me to speak a few words of introduction. The introduction to our coming here tonight is as follows. Brahmanda Gomite Konya Bhagya Vanajiv Guru Krishna Prashari Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. We've been wandering throughout many, many millions of universes, in 8,400,000 species of life, and suffering throughout hellish planets, trying to enjoy, and heavenly planets, just like a roller coaster, up and down, under the strict control of Maya. But here and there, through various lives, we have performed what's been called sukriti, or spiritual pious activities. Unknown and known spiritual pious activities. And thus, we got sanskars, or impressions on our hearts, over many, many lives. And what is the result? Bhakti stu bhagavata bhakti sangena parijayate satsanga labhyate punbir sukratai purva sanskritai. After many, many millions of births throughout different species of performing spiritual pious activities and getting sufficient impressions, good impressions on the heart, one meets a bona fide devotee, manifestation of Sri Krishna himself in the form of a bhakta, a pure devotee. And by the association of the pure devotee, one gets bhakti. What is bhakti? Whatever we do, whatever we think, whatever we speak, whatever we offer or give away is simply for the pleasure of Krishna. And the highest examples of bhakti are in Goloka Vrindavan. Krishna's parents, his friends, his beloved gopis. So Sri Guru came from that realm to bring us to that realm. And what is the process? Satam prasangam mama virya sambido bhavanti ritakarna rasayana katha taj joshana jaswapavarga vartmani shradah bhagatir bhaktir anukramishyati. Lord Krishna himself, in the form of Lord Kapila, gives the process. By associating with my pure devotees, who are my own associates, who've come from that realm, the spiritual world, in order, as Sripad Mangal Maharaj mentioned, who comes here to get all the buds of flowers, or seeds of flowers, or wilted flowers of souls, to make us blossom and become offerable, and then he offers us to Radha and Krishna in the spiritual world. So that Sat, that eternal associate of the Lord, Lord himself says, in association with that caliber of devotee, those who hear about my glorious activities, they become purified. First, that transcendental sound vibration, that Shabda Brahman, comes from his glands. The prema atoms come from the portholes of his body. And from his lotus mouth comes the transcendental sound vibration that carries the aroma of the saffron dust particles of Krishna's lotus feet. It enters into the ears and satisfies both the ears and the heart. And taj joshanan asvapavarga vartmani, one proceeds straight on the path of liberation from pavarga, pavabhagama, the material situation of great hard labor, just like a horse is laboring so hard that it's foaming at the mouth. And for what? For death, and then going down again to the lower species of life. Chewing the chew that our relatives, our ancestors have chewed. One chews bubble gum, throws it on the floor, it mixes with all the dirt in the street, and then the next person picks it up and chews the same thing. Puna punar chavi to chava nanam. Chewing the same already chewed. So hearing from the pure devotee the beautiful, glorious pastimes and qualities of the Lord, one proceeds straight on the path of liberation and goes from shraddha, faith, that if I just serve Krishna, all my other activities, all my other goals of life are taken care of. Going from shraddha to anartha nivritti, being free from all unwanted habits and thoughts. Going to steadiness, to pure taste, to attachment from the Lord, just like a lover has a spontaneous attachment to another lover. It's no duty, it's just natural. So one comes to the platform of natural attachment to the Lord, and then ecstasy, transcendental ecstatic moods towards the Lord, and finally praying, Shuddha Ratir Bhaktir Anukramishati, step by step in that divine association. So now after so many births, we have that great association. We had Srila Prabhupada, and by his mercy, he's brought us also to Srila Gurudev's lotus feet, where we can have his lotus feet, Prabhupada's lotus feet, and the lotus feet of all of our Guru Parampara in their association in the spiritual world. Thank you.
Now, Madhu Maharaj speaks something.
Jnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vanchakalpatarubhascha Kripasindubhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebho Vaishnavebho Namo Namaha Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. First of all, I pay my humble obeisances under the lotus feet of my Paramaradha Guru Pad Padma, Om Vishnu Pad, Ashtotara Satasya Srimad Bhaktivedanta Srila Vaman Goswami Maharaj, and Om Vishnu Pad, Parivrajakacharya Varja, Ashtotara Satasya Srimad Bhaktivedanta Srila Narayana Goswami Maharaj. I pay my obeisances the lotus feet of my spiritual grandsire, Nitya Lila Prasthum Vishnupad, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesav Goswami Maharaj, and Nitya Lila Prasthum Vishnupad, Srila Bhakti Goswami Maharaj, and pay obeisances all Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis and guests assembled here, headed by Param Pujya Pad Srila Bhakti Nilay Mangal Maharaj. Srila Gurudev ordered me to speak some Harikatha. Just before you have heard from our previous speaker, we have heard from Srila Gurudev, and it is true, in this world, all are seeking for happiness, hankering for happiness. No one wants any unhappiness. For this reason, the sciences discover so many things. Today you can see the transportation, communication, medical science, how much they developed. If you go 200 years back, nothing was there. And nowadays, so develop. Why? They want more and more happiness. Are they happy at all? If you go 100 years back, each other they have some love and affection. Nowadays, love and affection go far away from us. As before, we know each other. But nowadays, we don't know who are our next neighbors in our next flat. We don't know at all. So what is the result of improvement of science? They take our love and affection from each other. If you want to be really happy, then what is the process? Bhagavad told that Nittardi Dena Vittena Durlaveno Atma Mrityuna Brihapatta Prasubhi Kapriti Sajitas Chaloi. We are hankering for money. And is money will give us eternal happiness? If you have much more money, you have much more anxiety. And we are thinking, money is sweeter than honey and brighter than sunshine. It is not true at all. So this money will not give you eternal happiness. What you incoming or earning by money, this is a cause of your anxiety, not eternal happiness. If you earn much more dollar, you will not eat dollar. What you are taking foodstuff every day, you have to do same thing. So why we are working so hard like a junkie? Even when you give up this body, even you cannot take with us a tip of hair, what to say about which earn in this world. If you really want to be happy, then what is the process? Prahlad Maharaj told to all the world that Kaumarat acharet prakto dharman bhagvataniya durlabho manusa janma tadapadhruvam arthadam. you have to practice bhakti yoga from teenage, from childhood. Then you can advance in Krishna consciousness or be eternally happy. Why not? Will be if we do bhajan in old age. Prahlada Maharaj told to us that in this world, if we think our average age is 100 years, then we work in daytime and sleep at night, special weekend and sleep too much. Almost 50% we spending in sleeping, and left over 50 years. The old age, 80 to 100 years, at that time, we could not walk without any help of stick. At that time, so many diseases attack us. And at that time, we want to speak something, we forgot want to speak. Devotee is telling, Krishna tadya pada pankaja panjarantam maddeva visatu manasa raja hamsa prana payaga samaye kapavata pittai kandha varadanam vidau bhajanam tu taste. If you want to do bhajan in old age, not possible at all. At that time, you will be neglected by your families, have to be in old house, no one is there to give you love and affection, and you want to speak, mucus will choke your voice. So devotees are asking to Krishna, oh Krishna, please allow me to do your bhajan for my childhood. So 50 years by sleeping, and 80 to 100 years old age. So 50 plus 20, 70 years. If you want to be an expert, to income money, you need about 20 years. So 50 plus 20 plus 20 is 90, only left about 10 years. Among these, oh, I have too many, I have my girlfriend, boyfriend, I have to manage my material world, and where is time to do bhajan? So you do bhajan in beginning time. If you do bhajan in childhood time, from childhood, then gradually, some impression will come in your mind, that your mind will not be disturbed. You can earn your money, you can do your job or business, same time do bhajan, then you can be happy. And how to do bhajan? Then Prahlad Maharaj told, Guru Susru Saya Bhakta Sarvadabhar Panenacha Sangena Sadhu Bhaktanam Isararathanenacha. If you want to do bhajan, direct, it is not possible. Prahlad Maharaj instructing us, Guru Susru Saya Bhakta, you have to serve your Gurudev with great honor, and which you possess, have to offer to Srila Gurudev, which you have, your mind, uncontrolled mind, have to offer to Gurudev. And which you possess in this world, we are not owner of this, everything you have to donate to Gurudev. Then how you maintain my life? If you donate Gurudev, then Krishna will take care, don't worry. Then Gurudev will take care. We came in this world, we donate everything to Gurudev. We are well maintained or not? You can see how we are happy and Gurudev well maintained us. Sarvabhar Panenacha, Sangena Sadhu Bhaktanam, have to be always in good association. If you good association, then you can do bhajan, otherwise, not at all. So how you know who is Guru? And why we'll go to Guru? We may think, oh, we can see in internet, so many books available. Why to go to a mediator, like a broker? Gurudev is not like a material mediator or broker. Without the causeless mercy of Gurudev, Krishna will not accept us. One devotee want to do bhajan, Krishna told, have you any bona fide Guru? Devotee, no. Krishna told, Prathamantu Gurum Pujya Tatascaiva Mamarchanam Tadesa Bhagavad Bhakti Jannathanis Phalo Bhavet. First go to worship your Guru, take permission from him, then worship me. If you do so, it will be bhakti, otherwise all will go in vain. So what is the symptom of Guru? Then mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, Tasmat Gurum Prapadeta Jiggasu Se Uttamam Sabde Parecha Nishnatam Brahman Upasamasyam. What is the symptom? Bhagavad is telling, Tasmat Gurum Prapadeta. For this reason we have to go to Guru. What is the reason? In this world, we are slapped by threefold of miseries. We want or not, we bound to do that. Threefold miseries are, one is called adhyatmik, misery due to uncontrolled mind, adhidaivik, misery due to demigod, like sometimes dry, drought, sometimes snowstorm, sometimes flood, sometimes earthquake happened due to our demigods. We had been 3 days before we are Vancouver, there is heavy snowstorm due to demigods. And Adi Bhauti, the misery is caused by other living entity. So we want to get rid of these three miseries, so we have to approach to Srila Gurudev. So what is symptom? Is two symptoms, one primary symptom, another secondary symptom. The primary symptom is one, and secondary symptom divided into two. The primary symptom, it must be realized soul. How you know that he realized soul or not? Have to go sadhu sangha. Vaishnava will tell he is realized soul or not. By our own idea, we could not judge him. And secondary symptom, sabde nishnatam. Sabde nishnatam means he must be expert all Vedic scriptures. If devotee or disciple has any doubt, quoted from scripture, he can rule it out. This is one symptom. Second one, upasamasrayam, must be detached from material world. This material world is anchoring for 3W or 3M. You may ask, what is 3W, 3M? 3W means the male person that hankering for 3W. Omen, oil and wine. You can see the material world, these three things they are hankering for this. Male for omen, oil and wine. And 3M for female, they are hankering for men, money and marijuana. You must be detached from this 3W or 3M and must be realized soul. If you so, then if you surrender to him, then your life will be successful and eternal happy. So we are so fortunate, in front of us, so Guru is present here. So please listen something for your lotus leaf, and if you do really bhajan and want to be eternally happy, please surrender to him, and by initiated by him, you do bhajan, your life is successful. There is no other way, no other way, no other way. Hare Krishna. Pancha Kalpata Rupasya Kipasya 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 Kipasya.
अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरतिशे नमः. गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः. तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरणांतिके. फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल माय हम्बल ऑबेसियंसेस इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट ओम विष्णुपाद अष्टोत्तर श्रीमद् भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज एंड सेम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय शिक्षा गुरु नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट ओम विष्णुपाद अष्टोत्तर श्रीमद् भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज एंड प्रपूज्य चरण नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट ओम विष्णुपाद श्रीमद् माधव गोस्वामी महाराज. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it has been told, after departure of Krishna from this world, Kali Yuga, iron is at once came to this world. So all the rishis and maharshis from whole India, about 60,000, they came to Namisharan on the bank of a river Gomati. and discussing. Kali Yuga is coming. At that time, all ladies will give up their chastity. They will divorce their husbands. Oh, not only 2, 3, 4 times, but they will record be up to 20, 25. And also, men will give up their religious minded. They will also give up their, they will divorce their wives, and their son will not know that whom I am son. In the Kali Yuga, so much suffering will come. Though so much advance of science will be, like he told, aeroplanes will be it will be discovered, like mind it will go, and a few hours we can go around whole world. Also, now computer and other systems are discovered. That is, science has more developed. If anyone, brain is gone, they can put another. If heart, they can put another heart. From kitchen room to all this they have invented. But what became? They could not stop old days. They cannot stop our death. They have not invented what is soul, that is, who are you? You should know that you are not this physical body. First, this body is a bag of urine, stool, blood and so on. If you open this, you will see nothing, only these things. So you are not this body, but you are soul, part and parcels of Supreme Lord. You have forgotten, and that is why you are coming in the rotation of birth and death, birth and days. And you are enjoying what? Endless pain of endless birth and death. We want happiness, but really we cannot be happy. For this whole world, their delegation have made a Sanjukta Rashtra. They want that whole world should be happy. But how they cannot do anything? So, what they are thinking? They want to make this body happy. But body, one day it will go away. What money you have collected? At the time of death, you cannot take a farthing with you. Your relatives, son, daughter, husband, anyone will not go with you. So, in Srimad Bhagavat, it has been told, they were discussing all things. And in the meantime, Suta Goswami, the disciple of Srila Sukadeva Goswami, appeared there. He came. They gave him Vyasasana and asked, you are disciple of Sukadeva Goswami. You know Veda and Upanishad and everything from Parasara Rishi and others. You know everything. Please tell us how a soul will be happy. Jayatma samprasidati. Tanme bruhi jayatma samprasidati. He did not ask that how body will be happy. Because he knew that we are not body. By happiness of the body, soul cannot be happy. By eating, drinking and smoking, it may be temporarily your body may be happy, but really not, because you are not soul. So what is the process that our soul will be happy forever? And transcendental love and affection he will receive. So, hearing this question, Sut Goswami became very happy. He remembered all these sweet pastimes of Krishna. And he told, Savai punsan paro dharmo jato bhakti radhokkaje ahetukka abhyavahita jayatma samprasidati. Parallel shloka, the Rupa Goswami, Srila Rupa Goswami, very near and dear Parikar of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has written, Anya Abhilashita Sunyam Gyan Karmadhyanabhritam Anukullina Krishna Anusilanam Bhakti Ruttama. You should explain what is the meaning.
Jnanativarandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha Vancha Kalpatrubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Vevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. First of all, I offer my humble obeisances unlimited.
More louder, please.
Thousands of times unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, Om Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa Parivrakacharya Ashtatatar Sri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. I offer my humble obeisances thousands of times unto all the acharyas in the line of Sri Rupa Goswami. And also I offer my humble obeisances to all the Vaishnavas present, Tridani Sannyasis, senior Vaishnavas, and Vaishnavis and all God brothers, and all who have come here to hear Harikatha from the lotus lips of Srila Gurudev. Srila Gurudev has ordered me to speak on the definition of pure bhakti as it has been given by Srila Rupa Goswami. This definition is complete. Yeah? It is a very helpful for every sincere student, disciple who wants to progress in bhakti to remember what is the meaning of this particular shloka. Anya vilasita sunyam jnana karmadi anavritam anukulyena krishna anustilanam bhaktir uttama. Uttama bhakti, or the highest form of devotion, is that which is favorable for Sri Krishna, which brings happiness to Krishna, which is favorable for Krishna, and which is unbroken, uninterrupted, like a stream of honey. Not that we practice something, bhakti, for half an hour a day, and the rest of the day we do other things. This is something, but not complete, uttama, perfected bhakti. When we want to understand what is perfect, what is uttama, the highest form of bhakti, then 24 hours a day, as an unbroken chain, we are engaged in pure devotional services, which means favorable for Krishna, bringing pleasure to Krishna, uninterrupted and under the guidance of Sadguru and pure Vaishnavas. Not only that, all our endeavors of mind, tongue, our words, our thoughts, our activities of our body, and the feelings, the moods which we have in our hearts should only be directed to bring pleasure to Krishna, to bring happiness to Krishna. So this will only be known if we are under guidance of Sadhu, Sadguru, and Vaishnavas who are advanced. So this is the definition of pure bhakti. Then, most important for those who are not familiar with the association of sadhus, yeah, who have not the opportunity to be always under guidance, that we understand what are the obstacles to attain pure bhakti. Yeah, we are living here and there, not always having association. So it is described in the beginning two lines, Anya Abhilasita Sunyam, Jnana Karmadi Anavritam, that we should not have any other desire but the desire only to bring happiness and pleasure to Krishna. If we have so many desires to make this body happy, to make our family happy, to be well known in society, that everybody likes me, these things are not favorable for pure bhakti. We should try to have only one desire, and that is how to bring happiness to Krishna. So if our desires, if our intentions are covered with all these other desires, then pure bhakti is far away from us. Second line, Jnana Karmadi Anavritam. Yeah? It should not be covered by any activities, karma. Yeah? It should not be covered by any endeavors to obtain knowledge, especially the knowledge that we are one with Krishna, yeah? That we are all Brahm, we are all spirit. Yeah? This is very, very detrimental and very dangerous for pure bhakti. However, we cannot live without doing activities. We cannot live without having some information, gathering good knowledge. So that knowledge which is favorable, which is not covering our bhakti, that can be cultivated. And those activities which are not covering our activities to perform bhakti, yeah, that can be accepted. We can have a job, we can cook, we can chant, meditate, yeah, we can look after each other, as long as these things are not covering our desire to perform bhakti. Yeah, as long as they are beneficial, nourishing our bhakti, we can perform these activities. Not that we work, as Sripad Maharaj explained, only to gather money, money, money. But we are working to earn some money and just enough to keep body and soul together and spend the balance of our time to be in sadhu sangha, to practice the activities of Uttama Bhakti, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Achinam, Bandhanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmani, Vedanam. Those activities are described as the activities of Swarup Siddha Bhakti. Yeah? Those activities which form the very Swarup of Uttama Bhakti. Not that we are engaged in Aropa Siddha Bhakti. Yeah? We think that we are doing this for Krishna, working day and night, earning money, but have no time to hear. When sadhu comes, we have no time to hear because we have to earn money for Krishna. Or we are so busy that we have no time even to invite, yeah, sadhus, or to chant or remember or read. We should be very careful that our bhakti doesn't become covered, that we can properly engage 24 hours a day gradually. It may be that at present we can do this for 2 hours or 3 hours or 1 hour or half an hour. No harm, but we can increase gradually if we always remember that this is the barometer of our bhakti. Every evening we can think, remember how much today I was engaged in uninterrupted devotional services, and how much I will do tomorrow. Like an expert businessman, he will think how much profit I have gathered today. Tomorrow I will try to earn more. So our bhakti should be like that. That every day we consider What did I do today in order to serve Vaishnavas, to please Sri Guru? Because this is our life and soul. We may say, okay, Anyavilasita Sunyam Jnana Karmari Navritam Anukulyan Krishna Anushilanam. I will please Krishna, I will make Krishna happy. But who is Krishna? Yeah. This is the first lesson when we take a serious interest in the process of bhakti. Krishna is Ashraya Bhagavan and Vishaya Bhagavan. We don't have any eyes to see Krishna. We think, oh, this is Krishna, I have a beautiful murti of Krishna. But we have no capacity to interact with Krishna because our senses are completely covered by the material energy. But Krishna is so kind. Yeah? He provides his pure representative, sends them to this world. But please, you go around and wake up everyone. You are eternal servant of Krishna. You don't belong in this world. You're supposed to be very happy. Yeah, always engaged in activities to benefit others. Yeah, especially to benefit Sri Krishna. Yeah, when will you come and join me in the spiritual world? Krishna is telling this in scripture, but we cannot hear and understand unless somebody says, "Come on, I will bring you to a pure devotee, a pure representative of Krishna," and that is called Ashraya Bhagavan. So Anya Abhilasita Sunyam. Yeah, if we apply this to Guru first, then we can very quickly make advancement. How can I please Gurudev? Yeah. How can I do that which is favorable for Gurudev? Assist him in one way or another. Then, very quickly, our bhakti will progress. So all of us have this opportunity, yeah, to see every day. What did I do today? No harm if you did half an hour. Tomorrow, increase, yeah, gradually increase more and more. Invite sadhus, yeah, hear from them, and in this way increase your understanding of the process of pure bhakti, and every day you will see that your life becomes more and more full of happiness, which we are all hankering for. As we have heard, happiness is not in this world. How many lifetimes did we try to enjoy sense gratification? Yeah, thousands and thousands of lifetimes. And never we achieved it. Yeah? We are still hankering for sense gratification. But Krishna is telling, not in this life, in this human life, I have given you the opportunity to engage in devotional services. And by this you will be happy forever. Not only that, you will leave this cycle of birth and death and be with me forever. So don't misuse, as Sripad Maharaj has so nicely presented, Prabhupada Maharaj has taught, from young age, we should engage in bhakti yoga. So, Srila Rupa Goswami Pad has given us this complete definition. Take it with us and cherish this, and every day check how much we have advanced and our life will become successful. Apply this to Sri Guru, apply this to Vaishnavas, so that we can always have, yeah, that kind of opportunity to engage in the activities of pure bhakti.
Very good. In this definition, briefly we can tell the activities of body, mind and tongue, and above this bhav, that is mood. If it is done to please Krishna, then it is bhakti. Whether Krishna is weeping or he is not happy, he is, then it means that this is not pure devotion or bhakti. From the example I am clarifying that in the arena of Kans, Krishna entered with the teeth of elephant, some drop of blood was in their head. Krishna and Baldev entered then Charun must stay. Oh, they were ready to fight with Krishna. And they challenged Krishna and Baldev. But Krishna told, I am like a baby boy and you are so like mountain. How can I fight with you? Oh, I can wrestle from those who are equal to me in age. Then they told, you have killed Aghasur, Bakasur, Putana. You are not a small child. And telling, and they catch hold of the hand of Krishna and they brought them in arena and they began to fight to kill Krishna. Krishna was very happy that today I am enjoying big rush. But though Krishna is happy, but this is not bhakti. Pratikullena this, not anukullena. They want to make Krishna, they wanted to kill Krishna. So this is not bhakti. And in other way, Mother Yashoda, you know that she binded Krishna in chartered mortar. Krishna became very angry. And he was weeping. This weeping is it a uttama bhakti? Krishna is weeping here. Mother, mother, don't bind me. Don't beat me. And weeping. Tears coming. Oh yes, it is pure bhakti. Because Yashoda mother is chastising. Though he may be Parabrahma, Supreme Lord, but I am his mother. He should not be spoiled. So I will chastise him. So this is pure bhakti for Krishna. I am giving an example to more clarify what is uttama bhakti. You know that Maharaj Dasarath in Treta Yuga, to please his wife Kaikeyi, to fulfill his two boons, that Ramchandra should be exiled for 14 years and Bharat should be king of Ayodhya. Ram went to exile. And then Bharat, Sita and Lakshman also followed him. Bharat and Shardukna were not there. They were at the home of his material uncle. Maharaj Dasarath, he told Ram, ha Ram, and left his body. He died. When Bharat and Shatrughna they returned back to Ayodhya, they saw that Ayodhya is like a widow woman. No is coming to him. All are hating. What is the thing? Why they are hating me? They don't want to speak with me. Then he went to her mother and asked, oh, why all are sad here? Then she told, I took two bones from Maharaj Dasarath and he fulfilled my desire. So Ramchandra has been sent to exile and Bharata, Lakshman and Sita has gone with him. And Maharaj Dasarath
could not bear the separation
of Ram. Ha Ram, ha Ram, and left his body. Bharat told, oh, if you are not your mother, I have killed you. But now I have no relation with you. And then he called Maharaj Barsi Barsist and all other rich persons of, wealthy persons of Ayodhya, and he went to Chitrakoot to meet his brother and to tell him that you should return back and be the king of Ayodhya. Three mothers also went there. Whole military also went there. And the paraphernalia of Abhishek for Ramchandra also it was taken. When they reached there in the night, Bharat took rest with whole army and mother. In the night he went to Mother Kausalya and he told Mother Kausalya, there is my request that you, if you will tell Ram to return back to Ayodhya and to be king, he cannot
refuse.
He must come. You should tell him. He told, how can I tell? Because am I wrong? No, you are not wrong. You are ocean of love and affection. But Ram, like Himalaya, in dharma, so he can dive in your love and affection ocean, but he will not move an inch here and there. So how I can tell? Then he went to Vasishtha Maharaj, Gurudev. He told same thing and he answered same thing. And then he returned back. Then at that time Maharaj Janak, the father of Sita Devi, he was there, he came there. A big council was there. One side Sri Ramchandra, Lakshman, Sita, and other side Ayodhya, the inhabitants of Ayodhya, all were sitting, and one side all the rishis and maharshis were there, and in the middle Maharaj Janak was there sitting. Maharaj Vasishtha told, you know that after the death of Maharaj Dasarath, the boat of Ayodhya is about to be
sinking.
So you have reached here. You are their guru and father, like father also. You should save the Ayodhya. Then Maharaj Janak saw towards Sri Ramchandra. Will you obey my order? What I will decide? Certainly, because you are like my father and also my Gurudev. And then he saw towards Bharat and asked, will you obey me? Oh, certainly, I must obey. Then he told, he meditated Bhagavan Shankar, his Gurudev. And then he began to tell, here the love of affection of Bharat has owned
one,
and Ramchandra is defeated. So, but all thought that, oh, if Bharat is owned, then he will go to Ayodhya and take the position of king.
Ram.
But in the meantime, Maharaj Janak told, though you have owned and Sri Ramchandra is defeated, but yet love and affection Prem has his own riti niti, rules and regulations. You should go to Ram. He is your Ishtadev, and ask him how he will be pleased and do according that. Then Bharata stood up and fell down the feet of Maharaj Janak that you are Guru. Up till now I was thinking that if Ram will go, I will be very happy. All inhabitants of Ayodhya will be happy, mothers will be happy. But I never thought that how Ram will be pleased. Now I think. And he went and did pranam to Ram and asked, my dear brother, how you will be happy? I will follow your order. Then Ramchandra told, oh, as Maharaj Janak has told, I am defeated. So, really I am defeated. Now I am taking the kingdom of Ayodhya and I am king. But I want that father promise also be fulfilled. So for 14 years you, like my representative, you should return back to Ayodhya, and from like my representative you should look after kingdom. Then Bhart took his sandal on his head and returned back. So our happiness is not bhakti, pure bhakti. Like Maharaj Dhruva, in 6 months only he meditated on Narayan, and after that he took darshan of Narayan. But what Narayan gave him? 36,000 years
ruling.
He will be king of whole universe. So his bhakti is not pure. So we should have no worldly desire. We should have desire to fulfill the desire of Krishna. This is pure bhakti. By the gradation of this bhakti, Srila Sanatana Goswami had told there are 5 kinds of devotees. Jnani Bhakta, then Shuddha Bhakta, then Pure Bhakta,
Premi.
Then Prematur Bhakta,
Premi Bhakta,
Prem Prabhakta, and Prematur Bhakta. Prahlad Maharaj is Jnani Bhakta. He was not Jnani, but Jnani Bhakta. Those who think that Aham Brahmasmi, I am Himself Brahma. All are Brahma. Prajnanam Brahma, Tattam Asi, So Aham. That is against bhakti. So, we should not follow this. But here, Jnani Bhakta means he always used to see everywhere his Ishtadev, Krishna. And in everyone's heart he used to see his Ishtadev. And in Ishtadev he used to see all living entity. That is Jnani Bhakta. Prahlad Maharaj, he knew that he is Supreme Lord. He has no thirst or
appetite.
He cannot feed him. He never